From Studio 22, you're listening to Servcast with your hosts William Lamb and Tyler Shores. Servcast is dedicated to challenging those who have a desire to serve, lead, and make the world a better place through the love of Jesus Christ. And now, here's William and Tyler.
Hey, welcome back to Servcast. This is Tyler, your co-host. I'm here with your host and my friend, William Lamb. How's it going, William?
Hey, Tyler. It's great, man. This is our third podcast. Are you excited?
Number three. I mean, that's got to be something special about that number, right? I think it's significant in some way. It's escaping me, though. But hey, here we are, number three. So we have some exciting things ahead, right?
We're going to talk about something called LiU-102B, some kind of fancy name, right?
So exciting. I love letters and numbers. So
that's what college is about, right? Words and the ability to navigate words. Language.
There you go. But yeah, so what is this, these letters and numbers that you've put together?
Well, it's actually an academic, I don't know, man. Let's let the pros who's coming in just a minute talk to us about it and tell us what it is, right?
The pros. So who do we have with us today?
Dr. Lisa Stevenson will be here in just a couple of seconds. And Sarah Brandenburg is also on the radio show with us today.
Great. So we're excited to talk about this. You're not going to want to miss out. This is going to be fantastic stuff. We'll be back. And we're back at Servcast, and we're going to continue our discussion on LiU-102B, as exciting as that may sound. Now, that's short for Theological and Biblical Foundations of Benevolence, and that's our conversation today.
Exactly. Hey, Tyler, you know, all freshmen that come to Lee University take a course called Gateway. They take a course called Benevolence, which we're going to talk about today, and they also do a Global Perspectives course, all in their first year at Lee. So this is part of a cohort model that provides our students with an opportunity to learn well and learn in a group and learn in a community. But we want every student that graduates from Lee University to understand their contribution to this idea that we call benevolence. Dr. Lisa Stevenson is with us today. Hey, Lisa.
Hey, good morning, William. Good morning, Tyler.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
And you were with us a couple of weeks ago in Los Angeles, California, right?
I was at CCDA.
What did you think about that conference?
I think it was fantastic. For me personally, it was an opportunity to meet with other people across the nation who are doing similar things like what we're doing at Lee University and who really see the issues of justice and benevolence to be a prime activity for Christians in the church today. And so they're out in their communities, they're making a difference, and to learn from people like that was really a blessed opportunity to have.
Tyler, she's not wasting any time, dude. We're going straight to justice, straight to benevolence. This is going to be a fun podcast. But Sarah Brandenburg is with us as well. Sarah, welcome. We're glad you're here.
Thank you for having me.
What's your role with benevolence, Sarah?
I've been working with the benevolence program now for probably about 4 years. And it started where I was teaching some labs, but I've really been able to get more involved with the program, especially over the last year. And I've really enjoyed, and it's been a blessing to me, to see each of these students coming into Lee University. And they come in and they understand that they have a service requirement, but they're not always sure what that looks like. And so it's been really, really great for me to come alongside these students and to teach them the important principles of how they're supposed to do this, but not only that, how they can leave Lee, not just being involved with effective, redemptive service, but to go out into the community and into the world and to lead their own programs and make a difference.
Great. Tyler, she's leading into this whole idea of spiritual formation. And so, Lisa, why don't you tune in for us now and tell us about what does it really mean in the formation of a student that we're requiring a course like this? This is not optional. Every student at Lee University takes this class. So can you speak to the whole formation principle and what does that really mean for our students?
I think it means a number of things, and the fact that it is actually a freshman course and it's required their second semester says something about the importance of this course. It's not because it's a baby course and we'll take you to the more mature courses as you work through your programs, but it's a foundational course that if you don't get what's going on in this course, you're probably not going to understand what your service hours are about and what it means to be a Christian, especially for us here at the Lee University community. So I think it's formational and foundational for a student to understand that part of the calling to be a Christian is not just to serve God, but to serve your neighbor. It goes back to the New Testament idea of love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. And so this is our way to love our neighbor as ourself and to live out that great commandment. And so we don't just want to hope that it happens sometime during the students' couple years here, but we want to ensure that it happens during their time here, and also provide a community in which they can reflect on their experiences and their service and grow and learn together so that at the end of the day, they're better disciples of Christ.
Yeah, so I know this reflection piece is really big for us and in the whole service learning program here at Lee. And I know that's kind of built into the way the whole thing is structured. But one of the things about this particular program that I really like is the experiential aspect. I wonder if you guys, if you, Sarah and Dr. Stevenson, could speak a bit about what that's like in the way it fits in also into this formational model. That it's not just lectures, but there's an aspect of doing in this.
When I first started teaching with this program, we did a lot of our service projects would be day projects. We would go out in the morning and we would work, and then when we would leave in the afternoon and our job would be done. And we've really come full circle around from that, because we spent a lot of time emphasizing with the students that in order to really make a change and serve effectively, it's all about building relationships and spiritual formation. And so the way that you do that best is not usually done in an 8-to-5 service project. And I've really enjoyed seeing students going out with me week after week, serving in a recurring service project and getting to know the people and building relationships with the people that they're working with. I've seen people's lives changed. I've seen children who have fathers who are in jail cling to my male students because they have no father figure.
Wow.
I've seen people learn about the relationship with Christ, but not only that, I especially this semester has been absolutely remarkable. I have seen students be able to share their faith and really use their gifts and their talents and their passions in order not just to serve Christ, but to really serve the community that they're working in and just change so many lives. And that's been done because we've used this principle of relationship building and spiritual formation, and we've gone out week after week without fail and really made a difference with the people that we're working with. I have 4 baseball players that I'm working with this semester, and they are working with a child at a local outreach program who is struggling in school. He comes from a broken background, and they've been able to mentor him, come alongside him, and they promised him, you know, if you go to school, you do your homework this week, you come in next week, and we're going to bring you and sign a baseball for you, and you can take that home. This child consistently went to school, did his homework, came in the next week, and he sat with those guys, they mentored him, and he took home his baseball.
Yeah.
And that, just simple things like that, are going to change his child's life.
Yeah.
And so it's amazing the things that we are seeing because we're doing this program.
And for that kid, you know, a college athlete is, man, they're like superheroes.
I mean, that's an incredible story.
Like, and you're a big baseball fan, so you know the value
of
that.
Like,
right?
How do I get one of those signs?
You got to go to class, Tyler.
Oh,
you got to pay attention.
Good.
And I think, as Sarah said, you actually have to serve. You know, it's kind of well, you do serve, right? This is called Surfcast, right?
I would hope so, yeah.
It's what we do. You know, Sarah, you kind of leading in this whole idea that we want students to move. Lisa, I want you to speak to this, if you can, from a theoretical perspective, hopefully, which I know you can, but that would be the invitation for you to talk in a minute. But this whole idea that we want students to really, when they graduate Lee, move toward a lifestyle of service. You know, episodic events are okay. They're valuable. The very first weekend students are here, we do something called Deke Day. That was a previous podcast. That was an episodic event. You go in, you come home, it's done. But this class, as you mentioned a while ago, leads us to a whole new level of really a lifestyle of service and a willingness to pursue the changes that need to be made in our own life. Can you speak to this idea for us a little bit about this value and theoretically and even theologically some more about what this means?
Sure. I mean, one of the ways I like to think about it is, in terms of Christian formation, is it's a habit that we're trying to develop in students. And a habit, just thinking non-theological for a second, a habit is just something that you've done so many times that it's now become a part of your identity, and it's kind of something that you don't always think about consciously, you just do it. And so for us, service and requiring these 80 hours of service for our students is a way of intentionally trying to build this habit in our students to say, hey, this is important to who you are, this is important to your identity as a Christian, and as you do it over and over and over again, not only will you benefit from it, but you will give into your own community and into the kingdom of God, and it will become a part of your identity such that when you leave Lee, you won't be able to imagine your life without actually being a part of service somewhere, wherever God has for you after Lee University.
You do the opening lecture in this series, and the students will take six lectures, and then they'll have six labs, as Sarah was talking about. And in the opening lecture, you introduce this term, redemptive service. What is redemptive service? Talk about that. What is that?
Yeah, I mean, I think redemptive service is... Sometimes our service as Christians doesn't necessarily look different from other people in the world who are doing service, but theoretically and theologically, we are orienting ourselves to the task slightly differently. Hmm. And it's a spiritual attunement in our own lives and motivation and end goal that I think we carry into our service projects that perhaps those who do not confess Christ carry with them. So it frames for us why we are to do it, but it also frames for us in some sense how we are to do it. Because as Christians, we recognize that it's not just about meeting those material needs, although it certainly is about that, but there's also something deeper that gets into spiritual issues, that get into social and psychological issues, that get into various things that might be broken in this person's life, and handing them a piece of bread is great, but we also have to fix some of those other systems that might be contributing to the fact that they don't have any food.
Yeah, and I think that connects in really well to what Sarah was saying, and then the shift in the form from kind of these one-hit service projects where you do everything to a more relational aspect. And I really loved what you were saying about how in this particular program, and even in what we're trying to do at the Leonard Center, is to help students form this habit of service that should be a distinguishing marker for Christians. The question I have now is some of the terms, I guess, that we use around Christian service, these big idea terms like justice and hospitality, like how does that fit? How do these big concepts that I think often we think of in very grand terms, how do they fit into these habits, or how I guess would you live that out in a daily lifestyle kind of way? Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
Okay.
I think for students at Lee in particular, to get at the daily lifestyle, that is why the service component of their academic program is so essential, because at Lee, especially if you're living on campus, it's so easy to just get caught up in the Lee bubble. I go to class, I go eat my meals, I hang out with my friends, I do my Greek club, and that's my life for 4 years. But in order to get outside of ourselves and to get outside of our bubbles, that's what this service component is about. So big terms like justice and hospitality and simplicity, those are terms and ideas that we can refuse to embrace if we don't push ourselves beyond what we're comfortable with. And so part of the goal of this course is to awaken us to the idea that there's something here for you, even at Lee University during these 4 years, that you don't have to wait until you have your degree to go begin to do this thing that you want to do. But even now, even here, as you're learning, as you're growing, as you're being equipped to do whatever it is God's called you to do, simple concepts like loving your neighbor can be lived out in the dorm, can be lived out on the Ped Mall, can be lived out in chapel, can be lived out in East Cleveland. We try to provide a variety of ways in which, no, you might not be literally changing the world with this huge magnanimous act of something, but it's the little things that add up to the great thing.
And I think it's also important for us to remember that we work and we go to school on a beautiful campus, and it's easy for us to think that everybody has come from a similar background, but our Jerusalem is not just outside of the Lee campus. Some of the testimonies and stories that I've heard from some of my students have broken me, and they have shown me that these students have so much to offer when it comes to working with people, not just in the community, but we have broken people right here at Lee University. And I think it's important that we know that just because we're working with these people in our community, that we are not any, more perfect than they. We are broken too, and that we've come from backgrounds and we have stories in our life where we can use our experiences, use our relationship with God and the grace that we've been given in order to work not for these people and give to them, but to come alongside them and to really use our passions and experiences in order to help other people.
Great. You talked about this whole idea of some students refuse to embrace this idea. and I, you know, I do a lab as well. I also do a lecture, and I see students sometimes who for whatever reason, they're just not tuned in, you know. And I think you said a word, Dr. Stevenson, I really like. There's a lot of words I like, and you as well, Sarah. But the point I'm making now is, you said they have to awaken us. So for the student who's not a believer who might be hearing this, and students are people in the community who might be hearing this conversation that are not even affiliated with Lee, they're not affiliated with college, but they know they can make a contribution in the world. Can you speak to the whole value of why we need to be willing to let this transformation happen in us? You talked about calling, you talked about our gifting, you talked about who we are and that kind of a thing, but you know, in the last couple of minutes, maybe just a wrap up of kind of a challenge of say per se to the community on why this really matters that they make a contribution of benevolence to the world in a world that right now the needs are just amazing and yet we're broken. I agree, but what kind of contribution can we make through that experience and through that journey?
What kind of contribution can the students make?
Students or anybody that's listening to us, you know, from a challenge of a perspective of, hey, you know, I'm not a student, but this challenge today. I know there's some people down the street from me that need some help. You know, why do we need to do this as human beings? What's the real value of this as human beings?
Well, I think the real value in it is, and as I believe it's John Perkins who said, injustice anywhere is an injustice to me. So your life might be okay or better than okay, but there's a lot of people whose lives out there aren't. And you don't have to go far to find those sorts of people. So in a day and age where we are very individualistic and we like to just take care of ourselves and insulate ourselves from the outside world, as Christians, we are certainly called to go beyond that. But even as human beings, I would hope we are called to go beyond that and to find a way to make this world better for all of us, because in helping someone else, you're helping yourself, in a sense. When the tide rises, it rises for everybody.
And we also often think of poverty as somebody down the street that can't necessarily feed their kids, or they don't have a job, or they financially can't make it through month by month. But I think sometimes we forget that poverty isn't just that. Poverty can be shown in ways of isolation. You can live down the street from a guy who has an abundance of money, yet lives in complete isolation, mm-hmm. has a background of pain and trauma, and he's crying out for help as much as the people that are living down the road who are struggling for finances. And so as Christians, it's not enough for us to know that we are supposed to serve. I hear people say a lot, you know, I'm called to service. You know, Jesus has called me to serve. Where it's not, some Christians aren't called to service. All Christians are called to service. Mm-hmm. You know, this is something that God has ordained, and that we, if we have a true relationship with Christ, that we should be passionate about coming alongside our neighbor, whoever they are, and coming and working alongside them to really teach them that we're here to help them, but that their ultimate healer is going to be in a relationship with Jesus Christ, and that we can show them through our love of Christ how that works.
Tyler, you know, these conversations, every once in a while we get to a place where something really resonates with us, and I think you can be a servant and not be a follower of Christ. You can serve people and not even have a relationship with Jesus. But I'm fairly certain it's impossible to be a follower of Christ and not also be a servant. That's the very nature of the transformation that occurred in our life. Sarah, thanks so much for coming today. Dr. Stevenson, thank you for your time and all the energy that the two of you put into students. I see what happens when the stage isn't lit and the classes aren't going so well for every student. I see the impact that you make to make life work for them, and on behalf of the students that would be hearing this today and Lee University, I want to say thank you for the contributions that you continually make to our campus to impact students' lives. It really does matter. Thanks a lot. We're glad you came.
Yeah, hey, thanks so much for being with us today. And stick around. We'll be right back with a student perspective on this program. You don't want to miss out. We'll be back. We're back with ServeCast. We just came out of a great conversation with Dr. Stevenson and Sarah Brandenburg William. Man, that was just a great, great time with him, man. The wisdom and the knowledge and the experience that was in this room was incredible.
And you know, Tyler, the cool thing about that conversation is those two folks live it.
Yeah.
We know them personally. They live it. What they're talking about is, something they do every day. It's true life living for them. And we got a lot of folks at Lee University that do that. They believe that what they live on the street matters. If they're going to say it in the classroom, then it needs to, fit what they say in the classroom with how they live on the street.
Hey, and we have one such person with us right now.
We do.
With us right now, we have our very own Josh Alexander. Josh, how's it going, man?
It's going good. Good morning so far.
Great, man. So Josh is he works in the Leonard Center with William and I. He's a student. What's your title with Shenanigans, right? You guys... Right. What's your title? Director, president?
Member.
Member. Whoa.
Hey, we're promoting him already.
Well, Josh just got a promotion in Shenanigans. You should check them out. They got shows coming up. They're great. But that's not what we're here to talk about today. Josh, we're here to talk about the Theological and Biblical Foundation for Benevolence, which is a class that you recently went through, correct?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. And did you take it with William?
I did.
Oh, indeed. Man. So how was that experience?
Boy, but this better be a great interview right here. This is going to be awesome.
Dr. Lamb made the class very enjoyable. He also always spoke from his heart and from a point of service that was always very genuine and very sincere, and definitely gave me a new perspective and purpose for serving the community.
Man, that's fantastic. I guess we'll let William continue to teach this class. So, I'm glad to do it. So, Josh, tell me some of the things that you learned from this class. What were some of the big takeaways for you personally?
For me personally, the big takeaway for benevolence is... basically, when a student comes to college, they're looking to find a way to position themselves in the world after college.
Yeah.
And I think college is a great way to do that. What benevolence does is not only help you find your position in the world after college, but give you purpose and perspective, which I think are two very, very valuable assets to pick up through benevolence. And definitely, through benevolence, was able to form more connections in the community, being able to get one-on-one with people who really needed help, and just have a heart-to-heart conversation and totally redefined my idea of service and purpose.
That's great. So kind of leading along those lines, I know we've talked a little bit about the form that this program takes. You have the lectures and then you have the experiential process, but you talked about how it kind of shaped the way you look at your purpose. So, can you just kind of elaborate a little bit more on maybe the way that transition happened, what it was like for you, and just kind of speak a little bit more about that experience?
Sure, of course. I've always seen service as something that you just go out and do, and that it's just kind of something that sometimes you're required to do, and it can be kind of a burden. But through benevolence, my personal experience is going out and working personally with the Salvation Army and different events like that, I really saw that service was coming from a place of sacrifice, and that sacrifice to other people is not only incredibly valuable, but it's so crucial to living a Christian life. Sacrifice and service go hand in hand, and being not only as a student in college, but as a global citizen, that it is crucial to understand that difference between, or the relationship between sacrifice and service. So just kind of understanding the ultimate goal of service probably is what came out of that experience.
Josh, let me ask you, you said something that's very, I think it's spot on, man, this whole idea of sacrifice and service. Now, you're busy. You're as busy as any student I know at Lee University. How do you still find time to serve? Why do you still find time to serve? And what challenge can you give to your peers on even though you're busy, you can't avoid this call we have?
I don't believe you can avoid the call at all. I think as valuable as my time is to me, it's much more valuable to somebody else that truly needs it. And I think being able to go out and give people that time not only is just a very rewarding experience and some to the point of selfish to have that kind of experience, but it's very honoring to God, and it's something that I don't think that anyone should shy away from and always go into with an open mind, because you never know who you're going to meet or what you're going to experience when you go into a service situation.
Man, that's fantastic. In our previous conversation, we talked a lot about the formation of the program and the way it's set up, and even the work we do here in the Leonard Center is set up so that we kind of help students get into the habit of service, kind of cultivating that mindset. Like, what would you say to your peers or just to anyone listening about both the need to cultivate that disposition towards others while at the the same time the need to engage in those acts of service. Like how would you encourage other people to do that?
I would say going into having that desire for service and that habit of service is just have an open mind. You never know what you're going to find out that you enjoy, what you love. For me, going and working in the Salvation Army, and I was involved with middle school kids a lot, which was not usually something that I would have approached, but to me it was really rewarding and I found out that I loved it. So always go into it with an open mind and just always be open to an experience and how God can speak to you through things that you just might not be ready for.
And I was with you when you were doing some of that, because we did that as a class, mm-hmm. Josh, and I, so many students at Lee University, man, I don't know, I've been here 14 years now, and one of the things that I really, really appreciate, and Tyler, you were one of my students as well. Wow, that, I'm getting old if you were one of my students. But what I'm discovering is, man, so many students, They want to give. They really understand that college really isn't about them. Mm-hmm. It's fun. It's awesome. And yeah, they've got to do good in school. But it's really about how can you make life work for somebody else.
True. And I think one of the things that I heard you say to sum it up, that you know your time is not your own. You know, like
that was awesome.
That's an incredible insight. That
what he actually said, Tyler. Let me interrupt you here. I do interrupt you often, right? Yeah,
I mean, it's what happens when
okay,
go for it.
What he actually said, because I wrote it down, was as valuable as my time is to me, it's also valuable to somebody else.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So that's the exact quote, and I think it's important. I mean, really, this is such a huge need for people to just get outside of themselves. And this is me. Like, I just need to get outside myself. Like, as many problems as I have, whatever they may be, or however I may perceive them, like, there's an important need for us to be considerate of others. Sarah talked about to be a neighbor to other people. Josh, and I think you really exemplify that, man, and we really appreciate you coming and being with us today.
Thank you, Tyler.
Thanks so much for giving your comments, and hey, we have one more segment coming back on ServeCast. Stick around with us. We'll be right back with a challenge from William Lamb. What a day we've had here at ServeCast. Welcome back for this final segment. We've had professors, we've had students, we've just had some incredible talks about the nature of service and the way Christians should engage, and it's some really challenging things to mull over, but no ServeCast would be complete without closing it out with a challenge from Dr. William Lamb.
Thanks, Tyler. I'm learning every day, guys, that there are a lot of people in this world that want to make a difference. And honestly, you and I were made for more. We were made for the opportunity to make investments in people's lives. It's kind of encouraging to me when I get to listen to students that have sat in my classes to come back in and know that they caught it. And so if you're listening to the ServeCast each week, we want you to know that you can catch it as well. You can make an impact. You can make a difference in the world. Studio 22 is what we call this gathering each time we come and record, but it's based in the principles of Jude 22, and some have compassion, making a difference. People in this world are hurting. Maybe you're hurting today. I know there's times I've sat at this radio microphone, and there's times that I've been working that, man, my life was just hurting. So wherever you are today, know this, that God loves you, He cares about you, and He wants to make a difference in your life so that you can actually make a difference in somebody else's life. Two words that really resonated with me today were sacrifice and service. Man, I work in a service industry. So if you work in a service industry today, don't let that be the only contribution you make to the world. You're a pastor, you're a church worker, you're an educator, and you're serving. Don't think for a minute that gives you permission to not make continual investments in people's lives, because service is not something that we do for a paycheck. Service is something that we do out of the heart and the compassion that we have, because we mirror the life of Jesus in this world. So be challenged today. Be encouraged. Go out and make a difference. You're made for more. Jude 22, William Lamb, Tyler Shores. Until next time, have a great day.
Thank you for listening to this episode of ServeCast. The thoughts and opinions expressed on ServeCast are those of William Lamb, Tyler Shores, their guest, and no one else. Until next time, This is ServCast, signing off from Studio 22.